There's no denying it. Right now, the website is too slow. Too many people have gotten stuck. And I am not happy about it. So if you're getting one of these letters, just shop around in the new marketplace. That's what it's for.
All right, so the president talking about being upset with the website. He was in Massachusetts, and that was a big part of one of his speeches. And also saying that, hey, this is about shopping around. This is a good thing because you'll get better insurance. But that's not what people are finding in a certain segment. Certainly not everybody, but I challenge anybody who's really happy with it to call us and tell us why. I've had a hard time finding those people. They're far and few between. So there is a certain segment of the middle class that are absolutely being jammed up by Obamacare. And you might be one of them listening to us on one of our great affiliates across this nation. So Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say the show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. And without a doubt, we're not getting away from healthcare. Because it doesn't matter if you're in your 20s or if you're in your 70s or older than that. Everybody has to have health care coverage or you get fined by the IRS. They hired 5,000 agents to come after the people who didn't sign up for health care. And the price of the fine will go up each and every year. So in the beginning, not necessarily a lot. Much cheaper than getting insurance in most cases, for sure. But that will start to change as the years are piled on. How is it affecting you? And as I said, if somebody has a good deal, if you think you have a good deal, let's hear about that good deal. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and I'm going to just toss this in at the beginning. Because we have a lot of people listening to us in the great area of Boston. And I just have to say congratulations as the Boston Red Sox win the World Series 6-1, beating St. Louis in six games. And the town has just gone crazy. First time they've had a series, won a World Series at home since 1918. Boy, that's a long time ago, isn't it? Oh, 1918. Go to Anna, listening to us in Florida. Hey, Anna, how are you?
Yep.
Hey, hello? What's up, Anna? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I was going to talk about Halloween, but somehow I got on your program. But anyway, about Obamacare, I was reading on the Internet, and I don't know, you know, if it's true, but like three-quarters of the people that got any kind of health care so far, what they got is Medicaid, which they probably were already entitled to it, but they never thought about signing up until now. You know, oh, and I don't know, but three-quarters of them are Medicaid people now, which is...
Yeah, some people absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not going to... Most of the people that got on right now, three-quarters of them, because I got... I read the, you know, if you look it up, it'll tell you exactly how many in each state. And they expect, like, so many more. And then they said, you know, like, if you go in the hospital and you have Medicaid and you need surgery, the chances of you dying are, like, 95%. But if you have private health care, it goes down to, like, 10%. That's unreal. I mean, I do believe it because my sister's daughter just went in for surgery and she almost died. Because she already, and she's in California, so she already got hooked up with that Medicare program. Mm-hmm. They almost killed her. She went to some kind of county hospital there in California and used her Medicaid card, but they call it something else out there, I think. But what it is, and they lasered her. She went in for hysterectomy.
Uh-huh.
They lasered her urethra, I guess you call it.
Uh-huh.
And she almost died. She went into a coma, everything.
Wow.
She's out of the hospital now. So it was terrible.
Wow, I know somebody else that's happening to, Anna, that happened to in San Francisco. They went in for a surgery, same thing. It was an intestinal thing, and it got messed up, and they felt like they were pushed to the back, that it took longer for the operation to happen because they didn't have the souped-up insurance, and that really made a difference, yeah.
Anyway, all I did was punch in on Google how many people on this new healthcare system are actually getting Medicaid, and it'll give you the exact number, and then it'll tell you your chances of dying being on Medicaid today compared to private insurance. I don't know, you know, it was like CBS put this out, CBS News.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I've seen the numbers, and you're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. It is scary, and that's what people don't understand. They don't understand what the insurance means to them. It depends on their situation. I mean, that's why you had to get supplemental insurance anyway when you sign up for the program after you hit, you know, 65, and that's confusing to people as well. Ray in Missouri, we're sliding on over to you. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Oh, you were talking about the tobacco changing ages and whatnot.
Yeah, from 18 to 21 in New York, yeah.
Yeah, cigars as well as cigarettes, which cigars are completely and totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a tobacco user, and I was looking at my receipt this evening, and it was really funny. I had this and that and the other, and then I had fuel and the tobacco, and then they add the tobacco tax on there, and then they subtotal it, and then they charge you the sales tax after that. So they charge the sales tax after the tax, so they're taxing the tax.
That's convenient, huh?
Yeah, that's sweet.
It's ridiculous, yeah. It's crazy how high it is.
But you look forward into what else is going on in the United States and having them try to fight the soda thing in New York and whatever. Well,
yeah,
they're going to charge you a tax on the soda maybe and then charge you sales tax on the tax. There's no end to it.
Yeah, the sin tax, they're calling it. Well, not the sin tax, that's not something else, but they're talking about the soda tax and sweets and everything else, and it's just more money in the till, let's put it that way, because they see the opportunity.
Then they're going to charge you sales tax on the tax.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when you pay your federal income tax,
mm-hmm.
and then they come back the next year and tax you for paying your tax.
Oh, I know. I know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, you know, you scratch your head when each and every year you look at that. Because it's just another way, Ray, to suck more money out of us. I mean, really. We're getting nickeled and dimed all over the place when it comes to the government. All right, you got a gripe? You want to talk? Let's hear it. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then when you call in, all you have to do is pick a team and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. It's cheaper than playing the lottery. It's free, baby. And you could win some prizes from America tonight. So whether you're into the NFL or not, it's a whole lot of fun, and it's for a couple of segments at the bottom of the hour. Have we hit rock bottom when it comes to patients over Obamacare and the rollout of the website? Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius pretty much was the deflector of any of the challenges or whatnot surrounding the website, and absolutely deflected any of the questions about the administration misleading the American people about being able to keep their health plans under Obamacare, because even though that claim is out there, thousands of cancellation notices keep rolling in for people, and they're frightened because they don't want to lose their health care. And I'll tell you what this looks like to me, that eventually it's going to be a single-payer system. I think we're eventually going to see that. That's the push anyway. The deal is not a good deal. The deal is riddled with problems. But I think the end goal is to get a single-payer system, period. And that's probably what we'll see in the not-too- distant future. I do. I do believe that. I think that what we'll have, what we're going to see, is the single-payer push that has been certainly suggested before and shot down immediately. But I think that that is the end game. The end game is to get everybody on that same bandwagon and to just do it slowly, slowly, like a slow drip until, boom, we're socked with it. And we don't know what hit us. Kind of like healthcare in the first place when they tried to jam it through like it was no big deal. Oh, yeah, here's this healthcare thing. And then, of course, came the town hall meetings and all the debate and the divisiveness over healthcare. Would you say that to somebody else in another country and they just look at you like, what are you kidding me with that? The problem is the law was cumbersome. The law wasn't really decided upon. It should have just been voted on. I mean, what about just letting people have the vote? What about across the board letting Americans decide for themselves? Put it on the ballot. Make it an issue across the board. How about that? How about that? You know, it's interesting in the world of sue or be sued, this kind of might have gone under the radar. It's not shocking. I would have thought it would have happened. But the Justice Department is joining a lawsuit filed by a whistleblower against the United States. You know who I'm talking about. Of course, the firm that vetted Ed Snowden, who's now leaked documents about all the U.S. spying. The lawsuit is alleging that USIS, didn't perform quality control reviews when they did the background investigations. But wait a second, you've been using this company, USIS, as much as you're using the crazy web company out of Canada, despite the problems that they've had. And this lawsuit, by the way, your money and my money. Because remember, what does the government operate on? 80% taxes from the American people. So when we talk about, oh, the Justice Department went after Arizona, spent all that money, all that time, that's money out of your pocket and mine. If it's a frivolous suit or they're pushing something, now here they're added on to the lawsuit, so probably not quite as much money would be spent on that. Isn't it interesting that Ed Snowden just opened up a wild can of worms when he was contracted by the NSA, skedaddled to Hong Kong, and then over to Russia. And it's just it is a slow trickling process of more and more information. I mean, for goodness sake, what do they do? Just have all the files out all over the place? Here you have complete and total access to everything that is marked classified that we have at the NSA. Godspeed and good luck. We know we can trust you. It's fine. Still, to me, that's the biggest blunder. Biggest blunder from the NSA's point of view. If you're so secret, 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 and we must spy, and we must have surveillance to survive as a nation, then you have to be better at covering it up. And they're lousy at that. To let that access, that unfettered access, go to a contractor, what do you think is the possibility of something happen? I mean, how many eyes? You know, it used to be like you watch the movies and how it's portrayed, classified, can't talk about a classified operation. You know, you think your hands would get chopped off, but wow, did he really hit the mother load when he walked away with all that info from the NSA? Like somebody said to me over the weekend, oh, well, he's you know, he released all that information. He's a hero. He'll come back to the United States. It's like, wow, you got to be paying attention. They want to charge Ed Snowden. He's not coming back to the United States anytime soon. Even his father spoke up for him and said, well, he wants to remain free here in the United States if he comes back, and he wants to be able to tell his side of the story. Well, really? I don't think so. He's not coming back to the U.S. anytime soon. Maybe never. Maybe never. You know, as we sometimes do here on the show and bop around in a couple of different directions, You know, I say this because a lot of people in the country are dealing with a drought. In Texas, in the great state of Texas, there are a lot of problems with the drought, and they've issued in many cities a water ordinance where you can only water your lawn, you know, twice a month. And the drought fears are hitting California as well and many other states, and they start to do that where they have water restrictions, and if they don't, you know, if the water levels continue to go down, then it gets even worse. Even worse. Mother Nature, I say this all the time, the common denominator when we're in an elevator, and here in America Tonight, we have to at least once a show mention some of the things that happen because of the weather. And here's one that's really strange. And I think, you know, there's little dust devils that when you're in a desert that pop up and you see them from afar. But, man, this dust cloud was massive over Phoenix. It looked like, I saw the video, it looked like Afghanistan. And this blowing dust caused a bunch of cars to crash on Interstate 10 because they couldn't see all of a sudden. Three people died. About a dozen other people were injured. Just massive pileups on westbound I-10. So they got the medical helicopters in, tried to get people out of the cars as fast as they could. But the sad, sad thing here is it's just, it was a freak dust storm that looked like the Middle East. 21 cars involved in the collision. 21. A bunch of them were trucks. A bunch of them were trucks. They couldn't see. All of a sudden they're going along and they could not see. And they tried to do whatever they could to help the people, but some of them were in collisions that they just couldn't survive. They had triage set up and critical medical care and all of that, but they just couldn't do anything fast enough. And it happened at a terrible time on Tuesday, just after 2 p.m., or 12 p.m. rather, and the interstate was closed all the way to 11 o'clock. And at one point, this is a very busy thoroughfare, very, very busy highway. A lot of people go through there. But there was they say there was a 10-mile backup in each direction. Woo! Blowing, dense dust. Who knew? A busy Arizona highway and a deadly dust cloud. My, oh, my. Didn't have a chance. Coming up, nail the score. Get ready. 855-266-5283. Meet you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We travel so much. And having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The nail the score thing, so you want to jump on the phone lines or hit me up with your guess once we determine the game of the week by shooting it to me at americatonight.net. So let's roll around, Nathan.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. So who will it be this time around? There's always a slew of games, and we're into week 9 in the NFL, and there are a couple of ones that I would say that could be significantly interesting, probably the Chiefs and the Bills. Because the Bills have been tough. They've lost a bunch of games, but they've hung in a lot of games. And they're 2-2 at home, 3-5 overall. What about the Jets and the Saints? Who knows what happens there? And, of course, Thursday night, Bengals and the Dolphins. And then there's a slew of others as well. We're starting to get to that point where you can certainly cross some people off the list of making it to the playoffs. So without further ado, let's roll out the computer. And Nathan works hard with this computer. And let's see what the computer has to say. Thank you very much. The Bears and the Packers. The Packers hosting Chicago. They're 5-2. The Bears 4-3. They're 1-2 away. And the Packers at home are perfect. Could this be one that the Packers lose? They're favored by 12. Or do they win this because they're in front of the home crowd and they've been perfect there? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, 5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's see, let's go to Pete, listening to us, 1240 a.m. Peter, you are the leadoff man. What do you say?
28-19.
Wait, 28-19 Packers. I think
Yeah.
I think that's a good guess. I mean, how do the Packers not beat Chicago at home? You know, those fans are so rabid, and even if they have a couple of bungled plays, they usually seem to pull it out at the end. Aaron Rodgers does.
I think Chicago's hurting this year.
They are. Cutler's a little off.
See, they got rid of Urlacher, and he was the defense,
mm-hmm.
and then Aaron Rodgers, he's just going to finesse the hell out of them on offense. So yeah, it's 28-19 Pack.
28-19. All right, Pete, we got you locked and loaded. I know you have to get back to healthcare.gov because I know you're frantically trying to sign up for that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You bet. You know, I've got a 68 Mustang runs better than his administration. And, oh, yeah, one of the cylinders is out on that Mustang.
One cylinder, though, is still better than that wait time on the website. 855-266-5283. Izzy in Missouri, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm still laughing about the 68 Mustang.
Yep, it runs better no matter what. Yeah.
Okay, yuck at Packers and Bears.
You don't like it?
I don't like all the team. I don't do football. But
you just have to pick a side. It's easy. You pick a side and throw out a score.
Okay, I want Packers 26. And the Bears, I should say, 8, but I'll give them 17.
17. Now, you know you'll probably win because of just throwing out the guess like that. So you might be the winner.
Here's the deal. I know where the 50-yard line is. I know what the field goal is. That's the extent of my football knowledge.
That's okay. That's okay. You're a smart lady. If you watch it a little bit, you'd get it, definitely. But you're right.
I don't think so.
50-yard line. I got you. 50-yard line is one of the things you need to know, which way you're going over the line.
I just watch which way the team colors are going that I pick.
All right, so we'll be pulling for you, Izzy, to see what happens there. All right,
thanks.
So Packers 26, 17 over the Bears. Rick in Illinois, I know he's going to pick the Bears. Rick, are you picking the Bears?
Much as it hurts me, I go with my head and my heart. I get the Packers 28-7.
28-7? Wow, so you're predicting a blowout. They're that bad this year.
Yeah. Well, the Cutler, he's out for 4 weeks.
And oh, yeah, he's had a rough time. Yeah.
And three of their starters on defense are out, linebacker and a cornerback. I think one lineman's out, too, so they're banged up pretty good.
Yeah, there's no way. We've seen this with other teams as they're limping along. When you have some of your key starters out, there's no way. No way. Especially against the Packers at home. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email. Some people I know are at work when they're doing this. americatonight.net. As long as you get in by the top of the hour, you're okay. So the game is The Packers hosting the Chicago Bears once again. Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Okay. I figured out how we can get rid of Obama. Just recalling. I mean, all of us out here, we've got a vote. We can just start a petition and recall him. And anybody in the Senate says no, guess what? We can recall him too. Now, on my pick for the game between the Packers and those poor little Bears, I want 31 Packers, 28 Bears.
Ooh, all right, so that's good. You're giving Chicago a chance to at least make it interesting.
Oh, they'll struggle. They'll really hit it hard, and their defense will fight like hell. But their offense just can't deliver right at the last minute. I think the Packers will pull it out with a field goal. Like I say, 31-28.
31-28, Dan. You own that score. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The game of the week, as chosen by the computer, is the game that I just mentioned. You just have to tell us what side you're on and what you think the final score will be. Besides calling, I'll say it again, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Ray in Missouri, hello.
Hey, Kate, you know I'm not good at this.
You know, because here's the thing. Sometimes when you take the shot in the dark, that's when you win.
Yeah. I miss them Olympics. I miss them by one overall. It was heartbreaking.
I know. You were so close.
I'm going to go 42-13.
42-13 Packers?
Well, I'm not going to say Bears.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, that would be a really rough guess, 42-13, if it was in the other direction. So, no, with that many hurt soldiers, I don't think so.
Aaron hasn't been great this year, but this is going to be one of those games that they're overpowering somebody and Chicago's hurting. So, I see some scores.
Yeah, I see some scores, too. I agree with you, Ray. Good guess. What do you think? Score like Ray's? Score like Pete's or Izzy's or Dan's? I haven't even given my score. My score is going to be, of course, Packers. And my final score will be 27 to 17. Pretty similar to Izzy's. She is 26 to 17. And I'm saying the Packers. So far, boy, nobody is picking Chicago. You know, there's always some upsets or the defense or turnovers, but you'd have to have such a, for that to all come together, seriously, and to want to pick Chicago, you'd have to have mega problems on the field with Rodgers being intercepted with turnovers for that to happen. I mean, there's a reason why the line, the wise guys know what they're doing. They set the line at 12. And that tells part of the story, I think, there. And the Packers probably covered that line. I think they will. And it's a Monday night game. And there's always more at stake for some reason in the minds of the players on Monday night because the huge national audience, the tail end of the football week, and people are watching, whether they're interested in the teams or not, or whatever they have riding on it, but they're watching that game. It's still one of the heavily watched moments of the whole week in the NFL, plus Sunday night. Sunday night to me is the best. I like the NBC coverage, and I like Al Michaels much better than what we get on ESPN on Monday night, but both games are big. And the Bears, by the way, haven't been able to beat the Packers with quarterback Jay Cutler or Lance Briggs on the field. Even if they're not there, they've had trouble with it. Stay with us.
Hi.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good week, despite all the hell we're raising over Obamacare. You know, this is about sports in this segment, but I have a lot of friends that are in the sports business, and they're complaining. And usually they're not in the middle of this. And they're complaining because they find themselves in a situation where they have individual insurance, and it's a killer with now what's happening, and they're finding that they have to switch carriers, and that's when the real shock comes in. So, speaking of real shocks, Week 9, will we see the shocker of all shockers and the Bears knocking off the Packers in Green Bay? I'm going to say no. We're not going to see that. Green Bay has won 11 straight, 20 of its last 22 regular season and playoff home games against NFC North opponents. How's that for a stat? How's that for a stat? And, you know, on paper, as far as what kind of credit they're giving the Packers in this with 12 points, I don't know about that. I don't know about the over-under and whatnot. But I would say, you know, coming in for Cutler, Jay McCown has his work cut out for him. But because of what's gone on with Cutler, he may end up being better. It may end up being, as Dan in Texas said, for that reason, he'll be pumped up beyond belief. He may end up making it a lot closer. Might be closer than a lot of people are expecting, even though Chicago's struggled recently. If you want to get in on the action, you got to do it fast. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of course, there are other games that are happening that weren't picked by our computer. A lot of people looking at KC. Man, it's unbelievable what Andy Reid has done. Unbelievable in the sense that they're undefeated, 8-0. Will they be 9-0 at the end of the weekend? Will they still be intact as they're going to Buffalo? It's a 1 o'clock East Coast kick. Alex Smith says one of the keys to the reason they're doing so well is the coach keeping them really focused.
That stands out most to me is that he's just kept it about football from day one, just created a healthy environment and kept us about football and about competing and getting better every single day. And I think coaches have done such a great job of keeping the focus on teaching. And then for us as players, the focus is on execution. And really, I think he's done a great job of eliminating any exterior distractions and things like that and really kept his focus about football.
And no doubt, you can see that Andy Reid is like he's had a second life since he left Philadelphia. So in that game, even though my favorite odds maker says he thinks Kansas City loses, I would say Kansas City wins and they're 9-0. Ben Roethlisberger leading the Steelers this weekend. Boy, they have a tough matchup. I mean, aren't they all? I guess we could say that, but they have a really tough matchup. You know, because in looking at the fact that they're taking on New England in New England, and even though New England has played erratically at times and they've made it super close, much more than you would think, they still have managed to pull out some really big wins. Really, really big wins. So Ben Roethlisberger says this is one W they need.
Every game for us right now is a must-win and an important, pivotal game for the season.
That's because they're scoreboard watching and they realize, okay, this is week 9, and how much further can we go where we can't afford to roll back? In other words, we can't make up ground. We're too far out of this thing, so we've got to win, and this is how it is. If we don't, we're that much further off the mark. And that's why week 9 is a really interesting week in the NFL. You're really just beyond that halfway point, just beyond it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email. I know we have a bunch of them, and I'll read them at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Dr. E, a blast from the past in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, ma'am. How's the beautiful lady doing tonight?
I'm excellent. It's so funny that you called. I was just thinking about you the other day. How many miles do you have on that car of yours?
Well, there's a story with that little car now. I gave it to my daughter. It had 395,000 miles on it.
Woo! That's amazing.
And she come on, and she took it to another mechanic, and he said, whoever owned this car sure didn't mistreat it. I thought to myself, 395,000 miles, I mistreated that car? That car was baited.
No kidding. That's amazing. I swear it's some sort of record. That's great. I mean, 395, that's almost that. She's got to make it past 400,000.
They talked her into putting in another motor, so the transmission and everything else will get over 400,000, but the motor won't.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yep. Crazy. You're going to try to nail the score like the old times. I know you're not picking the Bears, are you?
Oh, no. You know me and the Bears, but who are they playing?
They're playing the Packers in Green Bay.
In Green Bay. Oh, that's an easy one. I picked the Packers 27-16.
Oh, I love that you picked 27-16. Do you know that my score is 27-17? Packers. Packers.
Did you know? I just took a chance calling you because I can't get you on the radio anymore.
Yeah.
Here in Kentucky. And
yeah.
I got off work early and just thought I'd give Kate a call and see how she's doing, see if we can play and nail the score.
And you guessed right, because this is what we're doing. The last two segments every single week, this is when we play it. So, Dr. E, I am glad you found us. You got to call us again and say hi to everybody in Kentucky for us. Yeah. I can't believe this car, 95,000 miles. Woo! I can't even remember what the most mileage is I've gotten out of the car, but nowhere near that. I'm over 100 something. I don't know. Once you start to have massive mechanical problems, there's a story in that for me. I wanted to learn how to work on cars, and when I was in high school, I asked to do that, and they said, no, you'll take someone's job because you're in a different track. You're going off to college, so we can't have you in an automotive class because that would take somebody else's spot who's going to get out and use those skills. I was like, darn, I wanted to take it. Plus, I would have gotten out of algebra, but it didn't work. All right, so we got a whole bunch of emails, too, and thank you for that. We'll go through those. Here's a couple of them. Got one from Ray, who's listening to us in Florida. So another Ray in Florida. And Ray says, Kate, there is no doubt the Packers will rip the heads off the Bears. The final score is going to be 45-16. 45-16. This one from Shelley. My boyfriend wanted me to call and say Packers win it. Final score is going to be 30-7. Packers, Packers, Packers. All right, thanks to everybody who called and emailed the show. Good luck. I hope we have a winner this time around for Nail the Score.
As gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.